Yeah, that is a bit of a shame, but it's a great point. It's a very interesting remark now, because it's quite like a lot of the times, really. A lot of people say, you need the experience, but how am I going to get the experience, And having the accreditation is good, but I guess putting it into practice is what's really important to, your clients.
Basically.
Right, okay, though, let's move on. Would you say that within the BIM community, you see more of a certain age of people using ADRM services, or is it fairly mixed?
I'd say it's quite mixed. I'd say there's a lot more people who are maybe, well, not more, but there's definitely like an influx of younger people who are kind of more BIM focused. And as such, I think clients are now picking up on this, and they want people who have that sort of background, not necessarily the experience. It's a funny time, really, because it's almost like when you're a bit older, say when you're sort of 30s, 40s, they kind of more there's more emphasis on experience. Whereas when you're younger, it's more emphasis on your whether you're actually familiar with the software and you're accredited and whatnot. So it's a funny time, but it just depends on which practice you're with. And some practices are a lot more set up with in terms of their BIM. Others are much, much less so. So it's definitely a mix.
Yeah, all about the right practice and applying for the right role at the right time. As ADRM advertise vacancies across the world, would you say there's certain nations or parts of the globe that kind of often have more BIM positions available than others?
Well, I focus primarily on the UK, but we do have offices in Asia, and we have one in Dubai as well. And at the moment, there's been quite a large demand for people with a BIM sort of background in Dubai. I think there's actually a lot of professionals who sort of trained in the UK, which are going out to Dubai. And that's a bit of a problem for us here, but at the same time, it is kind of it's a growing market there, and we've actually got people on the ground there who are dealing with that. But I'd say, yeah, I mean, the Middle East is definitely booming at the moment. And in terms of other parts of the world, I mean, we've had briefs from places as far as Vietnam. So I think Asia's one of those places which is beginning to boom. I think Singapore is leading the world at the moment in terms of BIM.
Most of the industry would probably agree Singapore are leading. Looking at the recent MBS report results, people don't think we're leading. So I imagine it might be Singapore. You must see all types of different job applications on a daily basis. For people who might be listening to this now, interested in perhaps working with yourselves or thinking about shifting job, what advice would you have for them who are wanting to make their application successful and, more importantly, lead to interviews and potential employment?
Experience is key at the moment. I think regardless of age, if you have experience working in a practice, then it pays dividends, really. But again, it's that catch 22. In order to get experience, you need to be given the opportunity. So, I mean, I think one thing that I would say is emphasis on your sort of actual Revit experience or BIM experience is going to pay dividends, really. You have to sell yourself. You have to say, look, this is what I've done. This is what I'm capable of. These are the sorts of softwares that I've done this sort of stuff on. And, and you will end up getting more attention than if you dumb it down, really. So it's difficult for us to help those without experience. It's definitely much more difficult, but it's not impossible.
So the moral of the story is really big up your BIM and make sure you sell your experience. Jason, it's been a pleasure chatting to you, talking about ADRM, talking about BIM Show Live. We've learned about you professionally. It's time to learn about you personally as well, because the quickfire element of crunch time is on the way. Some fun questions that are going to be flying at you. Quickfire, it's crunch time. Jason, what is an interesting fact about yourself?
I once created a food-related app for your phone.
Wow. Tell me more.
So an app that was the idea was to save you money and time, really. So it would just remind you when your food is kind of not when your food's going out of date and stuff like that. And
Oh.
yeah, we actually entered the competition, came second. We're still developing it now. So yeah, it was
Oh,
my
awesome.
idea. I've had to learn how to code and things like that. So it's so yeah,
Sounds like
I
something
yes.
I may need, but I will move on.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm hoping everyone will need it, and then I can, go from there.
Yeah, now what is your biggest phobia?
Probably losing my phone and all my contacts, which have taken a long time to develop. So that would really suck, I think.
That would be pretty scary. Now,
Yeah.
bit of a work-related question. What is the worst thing someone has put on an application that you've received?
Someone once listed their weaknesses. So they listed their strengths, which was about a paragraph, and they listed their weaknesses, which was about three quarters of a page.
Oh,
So that was probably the worst one. We had to have a chat about that and kind of said, look, you can't really send it over to a client with that, to be honest. So
now, name the two objects that you would take with you on a desert island.
I'd probably take a fridge, and a crate of beers.
Yes, that sounds like a plan. Now, if you could be reincarnated as any animal, what would you be and why?
Probably a French bulldog or a pug. They get so much love at the moment and looked after and fed and treated like royalty. So I think I'd probably want to be one of those.
And you'd be the star of so many memes.
Exactly. I'd be actually an internet sensation. I'd be that or Grumpy Cat, I guess.
Oh, yeah. The time is up, but I will ask you one more question. If there was one TV character that you think would be the perfect person to work alongside you at Adrum, who would you pick and why?
I'd probably pick Carl Pilkington.
Nice. I wasn't expecting
he's
to hear
insightful.
That,
but... He's insightful. He's funny. Like, you know, some of the things he says, just like, you know, you wouldn't think it, but I think he's really smart, actually.
Yeah, I think so too. It's a bit of an act, isn't it? Jason, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you today. Before you go, can you let people listening know where they can get in touch with yourself, Adrum, plug your Twitter, where can people find you?
Okay, well, Adrum, it's just the website, adrumgroup.com. If you want to get in contact with me via Twitter, it's adrum_BIM. And if you just want to have a chat, give us a call. It's all the details are on the website. Just get in contact, we'll have a talk.
Brilliant, Jason. Well, thank you very much for your time today. And BIM Crunch listeners, stay tuned because another Crunch Time interview will be dropping in 2 weeks' time. So until then, have a good day.